So I spent a lot of time on a typewriter, may I add, writing. And yeah, I know that's hilarious. To apply for jobs, and didn't get any. I think I had 60 or 65 applications that I kept in a pile, and hadn't got any work. So I was looking for stuff locally, and I was working in a shop. And then I thought, well, I could supplement my income by by working earlier as a cleaner in a supermarket, because that was more like kind of 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, and I could do that, and then I could go and work in a shop afterwards. And the guy on the phone said it is a really early start, and I said, you know what, that's fine. I'm get up quite early naturally. It's all right. But obviously, I'd had like 3 years of doing at 9 o'clock or something, so I was a bit out of practice. And anyway, so I assured him that I'd be able to do that, and then I had the interview. I think at about 8:30 one morning, and
I should
overslept
have done
for
it. Oh, that's brilliant.
it.
That's absolutely brilliant.
know me, I don't really oversleep, do I? So I
How
think
badly did you
something
oversleep it?
kicked it. Oh, I can't remember now, but I definitely couldn't have made it. But I just remember thinking that was kind of a bit
I think you've
ridiculous.
blown it.
Yeah. So I was like,
They should have been into it at 5 o'clock in the morning. That would have been really.
Sort of meat from the chef.
Yep.
Anyway, so that was the end of that. Yeah.
That's the end of your
That's the end of my
foray.
shop floor cleaning career.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.